Jim Taylor on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. Let's talk about some rivalries in the area, right? I know some people will say, well, Logan Willits at Anawan Weathersfield, he'd say Anawan Weathersfield, Mercer County's a big rivalry. I know Coley Welter, he'd still say today, even though he's coaching down at Monticello, that Aledo and Rock Ridge is the biggest rivalry ever. I think Tom Hassan would probably say that too now on the Rock Ridge staff. But the guy we're talking to today is going to say, wait a minute, no, it's not. The longest and oldest rivalry is the Prairie Fire and the Fighting Scots, Knox College and Monmouth College. We say welcome home to Aaron Willits. He's been named head coach of Knox College, a 2008 graduate of the school and a 2004 graduate of Aledo High School. Welcome back, Aaron Willits. How about that? Coming back home to coach, got to be pretty stoked about that.
Yeah, it's an awesome opportunity. It's something that presented itself, and for me, I put it in the article that came out through the school. It's about bringing all my family back together. I my brothers both being Knox alums, being from the local area, and I originally left the area when I went to Chicago. I taught for a year and then got up here to the Fargo-Moorhead area at Concordia College when Jordan was a freshman in college. So kind of exciting to get back and see him as an adult. We've obviously, holidays and things like that. But to get back and be around the family is a huge deal. To get back and connect with the alumni that I played with, before me, after me, and just kind of bring it all back together. I know if I hadn't went to Knox College, and left Aledo and gone to Galesburg, I probably would never went to Chicago for a year and been that far away from home. And I definitely, if I would have never done that, I never would have moved up here to the frozen north of Fargo Moorhead area up here in Minnesota, North Dakota. And now it brings me back full circle, and I couldn't be more thrilled to bring my family from up here, my wife and my two kiddos, and bring them back down, and be around the grandparents, but also be around the Knox College community, something that has molded my life and is near and dear to my heart.
All right, you got to get a little bit of that Western Illinois dialect back too, because you sound a little Fargo when you talk there, Coach. Willits going to go see the Gophers play, eh? If you watch Fargo, the movie with William Macy. All right, so a good transition for you. You've been offensive coordinator for I think 9 years at a program that has won at a high level, 62-28. I think the record 48-24 in your conference again at Concordia College in Minnesota, home of the Cobbers. How do you transition, and how do you bring that kind of winning tradition from there to Knox College that really needs probably a restart in football, right?
Yeah, I mean, we need to change some things. We need to put a product out there that everybody can be excited about. And I think, over the time, even there as a player, maybe we didn't achieve what I wanted to. But my winning habits, my leadership started way back at Aledo with Coach Welter. There, I will never deny that I am as much the person I am today because of the experiences I had with those guys you talked about, Coach Hassan, Coach Welter. But it's kind of came through here. I've grown up a lot. Obviously, you go from a coordinator, but I was fortunate with Coach Moran up here at Concordia that I had my hands in a lot of things. I touched budgets. I touched equipment. I was able to be with the recruiting coordinator. He kind of let us map out where we were going to go. He prioritized his areas and then said, okay, let's go recruit. So I just got exposed to more and more things, to make that jump. I take a lot of pride, even as the offensive coordinator up here, and knowing exactly what we're doing defensively. We doubled on both ends. We were fortunate enough at Concordia to have a roster of 125. So I basically had my own end of my offensive guys, and young guy defensive players, scout guys, that I was coaching them up on defense. I actually had some offensive assistants that I really trusted to run our O off of my game plan and our meetings that I ran the scout D. I felt like we got a really good look with it. But also I was there kind of helping our defensive staff out because I knew our blitzes, I knew our stunts, and I tried to put as much scout stuff as possible, in their terminology. So I, you know, I'm exposed to that type of stuff. And I think you just reach a point that you kind of want to take, you know, that next step. And definitely when I looked at this job as an alum and had an opportunity to talk to newer AD, Daniela Earle, who was familiar with Concordia. She was previously up at UND, University of North Dakota. My vision for what I wanted as an alum matched hers. So even if this didn't come to fruition for me, I was excited about what she was wanting to do with the program, and what she wanted to do with the athletic department as a whole. And, I thought, you know, the two of us kind of hit it off, that we had a lot of similar ideas, and getting back and doing that was big for me. And outreach over the last few days of guys saying that they're so excited, guys I played with, guys I lived with, former coaches, all that type of stuff is just, it's very humbling. But it also shows that there's people that believe in me for the work ethic and the things that I've done over the last few years, to come in and make a positive impact. And like I said, it's about putting out a product that everybody that touches the Knox College community can be proud of. Alumni, staff, professors, Galesburg community, you know, everybody involved, family and friends.
All right, so you talk about being back in Western Illinois and, you know, laying the groundwork here, and you're kind of familiar with the culture. Now, I know, you know, a big part of this is probably you're going to want to collect some talent here from Western Illinois. And, you know, I think of my days here in Aledo, and I know, you know, you went to Knox, you mentioned your brother, Jordan Willits, came out of Aledo and went to Knox. And then I was thinking about Josh Fordyce, a kid like that,
yep,
started Westmern, had such a great impact there. Now, you know, that's probably where the rubber is going to hit the road for you, right? I mean, you gotta be able to collect some talent from Western Illinois and make some inroads. And I think you've probably already done that with, you know, your upbringing here of really recruiting a lot of kids, you know, to Knox College from Western Illinois, because one, well, you want homegrown talent, but two, if you get local talent playing there, then you know there's more of a local interest too. So how important is that equation for you?
Huge, absolutely. And you kind of hit it on the head. You know, it goes back to Josh. Josh and I have been in contact, you know, since this kind of happened. I grew up, my mom was the dance team, or the pom-pom advisor way back when Josh was in high school. And I remember running around with holes in the knees of my jeans at basketball games and stuff, looking up to Josh Fordyce. And then here I am in this circumstance to be at the same alma mater, and now him shooting me a message of congratulations to be the HC. But there's no denying it. Local recruiting is where you have to be. I think I got a unique opportunity being from the area to go into those schools, on top of, you know, where I've been at Aledo High School and the schools that are around that recognize, you know, I've stayed in touch with a few coaches, and I'm also lucky that my brother's, you know, in the area and the LTC and familiar with a lot of guys. And I feel like there's a very, very large network of coaches that I'm about one degree of separation from. If I don't know them personally, that if I say where I'm from, who I played for, or who my brother is, and who his staff is, that they're going to welcome me in the door. And I want them to know that, yeah, I want local talent. And I'm talking the Western Illinois area. I want the Quad Cities area, I want Peoria area, I want those guys to see Knox the way that I see it, and you know, recognize that it can be a huge impact in your life, and that with the right guys too, you get enough of them, we're going to be really competitive. And I think that's no matter where you go, the warm and feelies at the beginning, the warm and fuzzies at the beginning of this are really, really nice. But like you said, when the rubber meets the road, you better be recruiting good kids, you better be recruiting good character kids, good talent kids that want to stay at your place, because ultimately when it boils down to it, it is athletics and wins and losses matter. And we need more wins. And I know that I can go find good, hardworking kids with a similar background right there in the backyard, and I need to talk to as many of them as possible.
Well, and that's interesting because the rivalry, of course, is Monmouth College, right? And what do they call it? Is it the Bronze Turkey? Is that the?
It is the Bronze Turkey.
So he's going to say, so don't ask me, Taylor. Well, when's the last time Knox College won the Bronze Turkey Bowl? You're going to say too long ago, probably, right?
Yeah, the number's too high to even give you something. I think it's 30-some, something
Holy
like that.
Holy smokes.
Yeah,
it's
not good. I mean, let's be honest. It's embarrassing. So one of the guys that I coach with, who's now a head coach at, University of Jamestown, he posted a social media message and he said, when I got a head coaching job, I once had a coach tell me, you know, don't suck.
I was going to say, coach, it ain't a rivalry. It's been a butt whooping.
Yeah, it is. And my response and my comment was, yeah, don't suck, because that's embarrassing. And obviously we're not there to challenge those guys. They've done a lot of really, really good things, you know, over the years, staff now and previously with Steve Bell, who I know is up at Augie. You know, those are two great places. Augie's got their, obviously, tremendous history, you know, playing in the CCIW too. And so there's a lot of really good options for kids around there, but I want to start to show them that there's more than just what's there. And absolutely, I'm going to run into those guys. And in particular, Monmouth has done a great job recruiting the area. And I think it just, you know, comes back to Coach Bielema's approach of keeping in-state talent in the state. When you can control the area, the local area, that's a big deal in recruiting. Those guys, they're familiar. They've been on your campus before. And, I'm hoping to battle those guys on recruits. 'Cause ultimately, too, you know, the institution matters. But these days there's so much put on the individual relationship that guys want to play for guys that they connect with. And I feel like I can do a really good job of connecting with those guys on a personal level, having been from the area and being able to tell my story and Logan's story and Jordan's story, you know, about Knox College and the impact that it's had on our lives.
Yeah, great. That's great stuff there, Coach. And, you know, looking at this pandemic, now, how does that impact the conference you're in, the Midwest Conference there? Now, is it just a regular startup next fall, or what is it like moving forward with this pandemic that's been impacting college sports?
Yep. So obviously I've got to get down there a little more familiar with how things have been going up here, but, it appears the Midwest Conference is working to get some competition, across the board for all sports, priority emphasis on the spring student athletes. You know, they kind of got ripped out of season last year, and if we want to be able to give them that rather than missing it twice, I think, you know, the high schools are kind of dealing with the same thing, but, we're trying to schedule some competitions at the end. We tentatively have them on the books, but obviously with the Illinois tiered system and COVID, also the conference protocols and then the individual institution stuff, you know, we've got to make sure that we're doing what we need to on our end as far as testing, as far as small group interaction as we kind of ramp up the phases. We've got some stuff going on campus that we just got to make sure that we monitor and we take care of what we need to, no different. But when you sign up to play a sport, high school athletes, you know, younger than that and into college athletes, you want to compete. And we've got a couple on the books, that I've told our guys, you know, in my first correspondence with them that, we've got to make sure that we're doing what they tell us we need to do so that way we can compete. 'Cause that's the ultimate, the prize, right? Is to get on the field and show off your skill set and show what you've been working for. And so we want to get to that. But like I said, there's a lot of steps, in the road, but we are very optimistic that we'll be able to get out on the field in pads and do some stuff before the end of the year.
And then do you think that you'll have a traditional fall? I mean, are there the hopes for a traditional fall, you know, competitive schedule where you're actually playing games, or is that still up in the air?
That is the hope, is to have a traditional fall. Manage, you know, what we can through the spring, get some competition. It won't be, you know, a full schedule or anything like that this spring. It'll just be a couple opportunities to get together. And then, yes, we are pushing for a traditional fall. And I know Athletic Director Earl, she wants to see kids compete. She values that as part of the Division III experience, that they want to play sports. And she is very conscious of COVID, very much on the protocol, but she very much wants to fight and battle to get our kids in every sport opportunities to play the games that they love.
All right, so then are you assembling the staff right now? Is that something that is a work in progress for you?
It is. there are a couple openings that I'm working on through my contacts as an alum, also the contacts that I've made. There are some guys that are on staff that have really been humping it to keep things going with the recruiting class. We do have a good number of commits that I've been in contact with, and I'm going to get to know those guys. One of them actually is a friend. I'd be probably hesitant to say a close friend because we've been so distant, but Corey Bonstead's been the offensive coordinator and the O-line coach there for the last few years. He's an alum, and by last few, I mean about 18. He graduated just before I came to campus as a player, coached while I was there. He took a two-year, I'll just call it a sabbatical, and went down to Florida and did some coaching. And in that time, that's when I kind of stepped in as a Knox assistant, you know, recent grad. And then when I decided to move to Chicago, try to do the teaching gig before getting up to Concordia, that's when he came back, and he's been there since. So he's going to have a wealth of knowledge as far as the changes and the flows that come through campus, but also he's been there through a lot of their COVID procedure stuff, and he's a very good football coach, and I'm excited. He and I had a great conversation, you know, after everything kind of broke, and we've been in daily correspondence since then. I've had a couple staff meetings, like I said, talking to recruits. I've got some alumni that I'm reaching out to, and excited to get back. We've got basically a full staff meeting, strength coach included, on Friday afternoon, so that way I can really, you know, dive into what our identity is going to be and say, hey, this is how we're going to attack the next few weeks here.
All right. I remember we talked to Coach Willits here a couple years ago when Coach Welter was inducted into the Illinois High School Football Coaches Association Hall of Fame, and I talked to a bunch of Alito kids I remember that played for him, and he texted me and he said, you know, that hearing that was better than the honor itself. And I thought it was so cool that he said that, and I know the story you shared, you know, your son is named after him, and I want to share a kind of a funny story with you this week. So I was doing an interview with a University of Illinois Extension 4-H coordinator about ice fishing safety. Yeah, we're a small market radio people, and we talk about ice fishing. So anyway, the guy's name is Kurt Sinclair, and I'm like, so where are you from? I said, you got a 217 area code. I said, where are you from? And he goes, Monticello. And I said, Monticello? And I go, I know a guy down at Monticello. And he goes, well, who do you know from Monticello? I said, Coley Welter. And so for the next 15 minutes, the guy is telling me what a great, you know, person Coley Welter is. And this is like a 4-H coordinator in shooting sports and like ice fishing and outdoor stuff. And I just thought it was so cool. And then we did the interview. But that's the type of impact that when you're in education and coaching, you want those type of impacts. And I always tell people, and when I have a lot of these conversations, is people, especially kids, they know if you care and they're invested in them. And it's very easy, and we can talk about strategy, and we can talk about all this stuff all we want, but that doesn't mean anything until you know that that kid knows you're invested in his life. And if you get that figured out first, all the other stuff is going to kind of take care of itself. And I think Coach Welter figured that out long ago with his success. Now, I'm not demeaning his, strategy and all that stuff, but I said he got it right, you know, where the kids know he's invested in their lives and he cares about them, and then all the other stuff takes care of itself, right? I mean, I'm right about that, right?
Absolutely. I mean, that is absolutely the key to all this. It's part of the conversations that I'll have with the staff and what our identity is going to be. And you know, culture is a real click word these days. Everybody's got it, however you label it. But it boils down to it at the foundational level of your program is they have to know that you care. And high school kids, college kids, they see through smoke faster than anybody else. You know, they know what's really invested in what's going on, and that's what we're going to do. And I was fortunate as I grew up here in Moorhead, I'm going to meet with all those kids individually. And that's not just, I'm going to do it now. I got a process where I meet with the kids individually on the offensive side up here, you know, multiple points in time through the year. You know, we talk how they're doing in school, but we also talk about home life. You know, I need to know who they are and how they think and you know, one of my questions for the new guys is actually going to be, who's your favorite college football coach? You know, because that's going to tell me a lot. If I got a couple kids and one of them tells me Nick Saban, one of them tells me Dabo Swinney, and one of them tells me Lane Kiffin, I got three different types of kids that how their approach is to football and how they want to be coached. I mean, every opportunity to talk and grow that relationship reveals an opportunity to impact them, because being an education major myself, I know that there's multiple ways to reach a student, multiple ways to reach a player, multiple ways to reach that kid. But ultimately, you're 100% right. They got to know that you care, past the X's and O's, past the football, that you care about them as a person. And you care about the things that they're interested in. And that's realistically, I got asked the question, you know, what is my goals, you know, in the first 100 days, and none of them are the quantifiable type. I said, I want to make sure that we establish our culture, through meeting with these kids individually. I want to establish local recruiting ties, primarily right away. I want to get out on the road and get with these high school coaches that know me, that I know their high schools. And, with the COVID circumstance and the NCAA, there's obviously an opportunity for guys to come back this next year and not hurt eligibility or anything like that. They get that fifth year. And we've got some guys, and Division III is a little bit different, but I think every institution is making that a little bit more of an affordable option, or maybe they're getting that extra year for free because COVID's thrown such a disruption. But I want to make sure that I talk with those, you know, fifth-year guys at Knox that are thinking about potentially coming back and playing, because, you know, age matters. Regardless of scheme, you got some guys that are a little bit older and have played in some games and they've got live snaps. You know, eventually experience itself is a really good football trait to have, that I think helps, again, set the foundation for what I want to do with this program over the next years.
All right, great to visit with Aaron Willits. The Willits boys, Logan and Aaron and Jordan, and Aaron Willits taking over the Knox College program. Aaron Willits, a 2004 graduate of Aledo, 2008 graduate at Knox, and the last 9 seasons offensive coordinator at Concordia College up in Minnesota. And they've been 62-28 in those 9 years. All right, we'll be looking forward to rooting for the Prairie Fire. And head coach Aaron Willits, congratulations, sir. Good luck to you.
Thank you very much for your time, Jim. Appreciate it.
And you're listening to WRMJ.